Livewire with Jeff Dorsett in conversation with Beverly Knight.
Not sure how best to introduce this lady. She's a multi-award winner with an MBE. She knows more about Prince than he knows about himself. But perhaps the best accolade comes from Mick McCarthy, who says if she would stop touring, she could be part of his strike force at Wolverhampton Wanderers. For now, she coulda, shoulda, woulda, and she's going to be here. So a warm welcome to Beverly Knight.
Oh, bless you. That's brilliant. Thank you.
Yeah, so how are you?
I am well. Are you well?
Yeah, pretty good. Now, what did Elizabeth II say to you in February 2007 when you got your MBE?
The first thing she said was, "So you sing?" Yeah. And I said, "Yes, Your Majesty." You're thinking, okay.
Yes.
She does not own a copy of my album.
Yes. I'll get Adrian to send you one. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That was an amazing day. Absolutely amazing day for me. Yeah. I honestly can't even begin to describe how proud I felt that day. Yeah. Just incredible.
How long did it take you to select the dress you were going to wear?
Do you know what? I phoned the lovely Jasper Conran and said, help.
Yes.
I need to wear something suitable to meet the Queen, and you're the only man
yes.
who fits the bill in
yeah.
my world.
Yeah.
And so he said, darling, don't worry, don't worry. And just came up with three dresses
yes.
for me, so I didn't have to do too much racking of my brain, thank goodness.
I hope we're going to come and see you, Bev, but I'll tell
Fabulous.
You what, will you do me a favour and make sure on that night you do my
yes.
favourite Sam Cooke song, A Change Is Gonna Come.
Oh, wow, you're a Sam Cooke fan. What a great song.
Yeah.
I love it so much. Well, you know, because you know I've sung it before now, so...
Yeah.
Oh, we'll have to see if we can do something about that for your extra special birthday.
Yes, it would be. Now, this guy, Sam Cooke, I must just stop on this for a moment because I wonder how big he would have been. I mean, I talked to Steve Cropper a little while back about Otis Redding, but, you know,
sure.
he was the first guy I ever remember. His destiny, he was the writer, he was the publisher, he was the producer,
yes.
he was the singer. I mean, he controlled everything about his own life and
yes,
the
did.
Way that he went. And he really sort of carved out a wonderful thing for everybody to follow.
Absolutely right. Well, I think what Sam Cooke did in the very late 50s is what someone like myself and certainly the David Bowies and the Princes of this world have been doing in kind of more recent years, just taking control of their own destiny, releasing everything themselves and all of that. I mean, he was doing that at a time when it was unheard of for anybody to do it, let alone someone who was black. And of course, you know, with all the civil
Trump.
Rights issues that existed in the States at that time, he was an extraordinary man. He's called the Father of Soul, as I know you know. But for me, he was just simply the man who, well, showed me how to sing from a record player, of course, when
yeah.
I was a little kid. I mean, just my favourite voice, you know, from my childhood and right up until now. I just think he was amazing.
Mm. I mean, 1964 was a time in England when there were three tours came over here. Just listen to this, Beverly. Atlantic
mm.
brought a tour over that consisted of Otis Redding, Carla Thomas, Sam and Dave, Arthur Conley and Booker T and the MGs.
Wow.
A Stax tour came over, again with Booker T and the MGs, the Staple Singers and Isaac Hayes. And the
Great.
Motown tour of that year, in the winter of 64, came over with every act you've ever thought of. And do you know, every single venue was only half full.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It is. And do you know the person that actually broke them in the UK and made it happen for them was Dusty Springfield?
Well, that doesn't surprise me at all, in a sense. It's just often the way it is, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes the most amazing and wonderful things are ahead. hair's breadth from passing everyone by, and it just takes one person to really push it. And, you know, I'm pretty sure that it was Dusty Springfield who had her own TV show, is that right?
Well, no, it's close to that. What actually happened was her manager, Vicky Wickham, was the producer of Ready, Steady, Go. And she said right at the end of the Motown tour, can we do an hour special devoted entirely to Motown? And I can still see Dusty Springfield now, right at the end, standing on a puffy next to Smokey Robinson doing Mickey's Monkey. Unbelievable.
Wow.
And after that, Baby Love made number one in the next 3 weeks for the Supremes. So it really did help them along the way because, as I said, the concerts died on their backside. They were only half full around the country. And they even put Georgie Fame and the Blue Flames in, who was number one with Yeah Yeah at the time. And even that couldn't make it full. But it was weird. But more especially about yourself. Now, you've got such a busy time going on. Every time I open a newspaper, every time I listen to the radio, Beverly Knight's doing something.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we just talked a minute ago about how it was Dusty Springfield's efforts that enabled people to really care about Motown. And for me, in order for anybody to care about what I'm doing, you know, I've got to put in the hours, I've got to put in the work. So I am my own publicist, and it's hard work, and it's great work at the same time.
It is, because I have to say that this album of yours is tremendous. I've been playing this on my soul show regularly. I've lost track how many tracks I've played here so far. I mean, I played Princess's track. I played the wonderful Jackie Graham's Round and Around, One More Try. You know, there's several of them in there. How did you... I mean, it must have been difficult to cut it down to a dozen tracks, you know, or 13 tracks, is it? Yeah,
It wasn't easy. The way I went around it was to make a selection based on my own life, so my mixtape, people who I have since struck up a relationship with, whether it's a working relationship or they've become mates of mine, or something where there was an anecdote, either about the artist or the song. And so that was the selection process, and that made it a little bit easier, because I've been doing this for so long that you do get to meet just about everybody in the industry. So I did as much narrowing down along those lines as I possibly could, and I wanted it to be varied as well, so not just all from one decade or one era. Which wasn't easy, but I got there in the end.
Yeah, and it's great. I mean, good version of Southern Freeze as well. I haven't heard that in a long time there.
Yeah, such a great little song, that one.
Super.
So I had to put that in there.
Yeah. Well, look, good luck with everything. Thank you very much,
Brilliant.
Beverly Knight.
Now, thank you.
Hey, no, look, and I'll tell you, and what I thought I'd do is leave you with a little bit of a memory here, Beverly, because I want to try and introduce your new single from the album in perhaps a way that nobody has ever done it for you before. But whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong, you'll have to let me know, all right?
Okay,
right, here we go. This is the new song from Beverly Knight, originally done by our friend Andrew Roachford in 1993, taken from the wonderful new album Soul UK. This track's going to make your back to crack, your knees to freeze, your vertebrae to sway, your liver to quiver. From Beverly, Out of Sight Night, this is Cuddly Toy.
Telling lies, spreading rumors all around, 'cause my own Livewire is a Steve Osborne production.